From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence spoke to VOA Wednesday and voiced support for those protesting in Iran.
I can assure you, the United States and the wider world stands with the people of Iran who want a better, more prosperous, and freer future.
The strength of protests was unclear Thursday, a week after unrest has killed at least 21 people. Fewer reports have been reporting demonstrations as government supporters again took to the streets. It wasn't immediately clear if the drop in reports of new demonstrations challenging Iran's theocratic government meant the protests were subsiding or that the authorities' blocking of social media apps had stopped protesters from offering new images of rallies. The Russian news agency Kommersant is reporting that at least seven Russian planes were damaged or destroyed by rubble shelling in Syria. Michael Brown has more.
The two military diplomatic sources at Hamayman Air Base in western Syria, near the coast of the Mediterranean Sea, was targeted for an attack that damaged at least four bombers, two fighter jets, and a transport plane, as well as an ammunition depot. The Russian Defense Ministry has not commented yet on the attack, which injured at least 10 service members. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Former Catalan Vice President Oriol Junqueras arrived at a police station, a court hearing in a police van with reporters snapping pictures. He's appearing before the Supreme Court magistrates to appeal a decision to hold him in custody pending trial on charges of sedition, rebellion, and misuse of public funds in relation to his role in Catalonia's banned independence drive. If granted bail, he would be present when the Catalan parliament is formed on January 17th. This is VOA News. Brahman Benito reports that South Korea's president has apologized to Korean women forced into sexual slavery by Japan's Imperial Army in World War II over what he calls a flawed 2015 deal with Tokyo to settle disputes over the issue.
President Moon Jae-in issued the apology during a meeting with former sexual slavery victims on Thursday. It's the first time that Moon has apologized over the deal, which was struck before he took office last May. A state-appointed panel recently concluded Seoul's previous conservative government failed to properly communicate with the victims before reaching the deal with Japan. Moon later ordered officials to map out measures to meet the victims' demands. Japan warned any attempt to revise the accord would make bilateral relations unmanageable and unacceptable. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
The White House is attacking President Trump's former chief strategist, who is quoted as saying he thought it treasonous and unpatriotic for the president's eldest son and others to meet with Russians during the 2016 election. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders summed up Trump's reaction after reading comments made by Steve Bannon in a new book.
Furious, disgusted would probably certainly fit when you make such outrageous claims and completely false claims against the president, his administration, and his family.
Trump added in a more detailed statement saying that Steve Bannon has nothing to do with him or his presidency. Trump said that when he was fired, Bannon not only lost his job, he lost his mind. The White House also attempted to discredit the author of the upcoming book, Fire and Fury, Michael Wolff. 40 million people along the eastern U.S. coast are bracing themselves for what weather forecasters are calling a bomb cyclone, a massive winter storm blowing through the Atlantic Ocean. AccuWeather forecaster Brian Edwards.
We're going to be looking at wind gusts upwards of 110 kilometers per hour along coastal New England Thursday into Thursday night. And with that, talking about 15 to 30 centimeters of snowfall for just to the east of New York City. Boston, Massachusetts looks to be right in the heart of that. And Portland, Maine, they may even get more than 30 centimeters of snow.
Edwards also says areas could reach temperatures of minus 45 degrees centigrade with the wind chill. French President Emmanuel Macron will head to China next week to strengthen commercial ties. It will be Macron's first state visit to China since he won election last year. Macron will meet with President Xi Jinping on January 9th after visiting the ancient imperial capital of Xi'an. Talks will focus on North Korea, the fight against terror financing, and international efforts against climate change. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.